Hey, what's happening? Billy Carson here, aka Forbidden Knowledge, here in the Biohack Your Best Life podcast with your host, Elizabeth Hoekstrom.
Hello, hello, everybody. How is everybody doing on this beautiful Friday? Actually, it's not so beautiful outside. It's actually raining pretty hard over here, which actually is beautiful too. So, exactly. Yeah, I just got done with a mentoring session, which was amazing. I think some of the ladies will be on here tonight. So what up, doe, to the NUM mentoring program. It was really, really, really awesome. They actually brought my energy up and made me feel a little bit better. I was feeling very overwhelmed today. So I thank my mentees for helping my mood today. So
yeah, I heard you do a mentoring session and it was high energy. Yeah, it's pretty good. A lot of high energy. I heard balls.
Yes. So today we are talking about hair. And this is like, so, okay, which is really interesting because actually Andrew Huberman, who is a biohacker in the space, he's a PhD, a doctor, and he has a really, really awesome podcast. He actually just did a podcast on hair. And my girl was like, wow, you're doing a podcast on hair. She was like, "That I thought you got your inspiration from Andrew Huberman." And I was like, no, I didn't even know that he had a podcast this week about hair. So, that was kind of funny. We're on the same little wave as Andrew Huberman. So, I mean, that guy is a wealth of knowledge. Yep. I say so myself.
Podcast researcher. He's put a lot of energy to this work.
Yeah. He's amazing. He's real amazing. So yes, we are here today to talk about hair. We talked about hair on one of our prior episodes, but that was back maybe it was over a year ago at this point. So yeah, we're definitely going to touch on it, which I am very emotionally attached to this because I lost a lot of hair during COVID, right? Or oops, the sickness. I don't know, whatever. The sickness. Oh, okay. So it's okay to say now. So yeah, I lost a lot of hair during the sickness and I didn't understand why. I was really, really confused. They said there's something wrong with your mic. Can you guys not hear? Oh, okay.
Let's give you a test in the chat. If you can hear my mic, let me know an emoji or something in the chat real quick before we continue. The mic is acting up a little bit.
What's the sound like? Can you guys hear? It's cutting out.
Choppy. Okay, hold. Hang tight, guys. Hang tight. 1 second. He fixed the mic real quick. Always something. We get through it.
Here, it just skips. Just put this one.
Testing. How's this sound? Let me know how this sounds in the chat real quick. Let me know how this sounds in the chat. Testing. Let me know if this is clear. No, if this is clear in the chat, that you're good now. Okay, so maybe there's something. Maybe the clip is too tight.
In and out, sound distant. Yeah, it's good. Okay, good.
Yeah, better. Much better. Yeah. Okay, so there we go. I just have to hold it up tonight. Okay. Good. Okay. Our other mic is being reconnected to a new unit, so we're having to use these tonight. It's all good.
Okay. Interesting. Thanks for working with us, guys, because it's been a little rough, especially on my shows for the past couple weeks. So thanks for working with us with these sound issues. I really appreciate it. But the knowledge is still here. The education is still here. It just might be a little choppy tad. But yeah, like I was saying, so COVID, I mean, I lost a lot of hair, and which threw me into an emotional spiral. I was so sad because honestly, I've always had very, very long, very thick hair. I used to actually be known in Detroit as a person with long, long, beautiful, luxurious, thick hair. So when I went through the sickness and I caught the sickness and I ended up losing literally about half of my head of hair. I'm not even exaggerating either. It was really wild. Okay, so everybody sheds, right? Everybody sheds. We shed about like 100 to 300 pieces of hair a day, okay? This is normal. I always shed and my hair is very long. So when I do shed, it's, you know, people nip about it, right? And I thought because I was in a prior thing before and he always used to about my hair, and it would be so, I mean, like, I can't help it. Like, it's just my hair. Like, I really can't help it. Like, I'm sorry. I'll walk around with a little vacuum thingy if I have to. My bad, right? So when you started telling me, oh my God, your hair is everywhere. Like, this your hair is here, it's there. And I'm like, here we go again. Do I need to buy a little dust buster? Like, what should I do? Like, I don't listen. So you kept telling me and telling me and telling me, and I'm like, whatever. I just thought you were just being, you know, a man difficult about the hair. Cause women, we, you know, especially women with long hair, we shed a lot, right? So I was like, he's just being, you know, annoyed about my hair. I can't help it, whatever. So I really didn't take that into account until I took a shower this one night, and literally I literally washed my hair and I went out of my shower and there was a ball that was as big as my head, if not bigger, like two times the size of my head. I walked out of the shower with, and I saw it, and I freaked out. Now this is vain me, right? I was being a little vain, but I freaked out. Now, wouldn't everybody freak out if they leave the shower and half their head is missing? I was like, what is
you
this?
Think that you're sick. You had passed global sickness already, and months, you know, had gone by, and so this is something that happened to you. So you would relate that kind of hair loss to something major going on inside of your body.
Yes. Yes. I didn't know what it could possibly be. I got really scared. I didn't know. I mean, I have read case studies and stories about people getting deathly ill with different things and had lost a lot of hair. So all type of thoughts were going through my head. So I was like, okay, what do I do? So I went deep into research, heavy into it, like deep, deep into it. And then I actually got my hair done, and at my hairdresser's place, my girl was telling me, okay, a lot of people have been coming in here with the same problem that you have. And she was like, they're losing their hair and it's because of COVID. I was like, it's because of what? Like, what do you mean it's because of COVID? I'm like, that is because I was like, I had COVID like 6 months ago. What are you talking about? It's because of COVID. I was like, that was so long ago. And she was like, no, literally people are coming in here. Women are coming in here. Men are coming in here very distressed because they're losing their hair. Like everybody's losing their hair. I was like, this is really interesting. So I went deeper into research and found the reason why. And we are going to go over that again today. We did create a PowerPoint the last time that we presented this, but I changed it up a little bit and put a little bit more information in there. So we're going to go over this PowerPoint. Let me know when you want to bring it up, if you want to bring it up now, or you have anything to add to the hair story.
Oh, yeah. So, a lot of research on this.
Listen, so this is where people need to learn how to be their own healers. Okay. Learn how to get to know their bodies and their vessels and their minds and know themselves better than anybody else knows themselves. Right. No one should know what's going on with your body more so than what you know what's going on in your body. Like, you know, you live here. You literally live in this vessel your whole life, right? You are placed inside this skin suit for your whole life. So you should know what is going on with it. So that's why when things happen, I go deep into research, and I don't just Google, right? Because Google will scare the crap out of you. If you go into Google and you Googling symptoms, now you got all types of cancer and you got all types of different diseases, and now you're about to die tomorrow. It's like really, really scary. So when I talk about research, I mean really, really go deep into research. Don't just Google hair loss and then see what comes up and then take that and run with it, because that's going to spin you out. So don't do that. So anyways, deep into research. So what I found about hair is that there is a lifespan of hair, right? Each piece of hair goes through a lifespan. There are four different spans or four different categories of the lifespan of hair, right? The first category is called anagen. This is the growth phase of the hair follicle. It lasts 5 to 7 years. And usually 90% of your hair is in this phase at any given time. Okay. So this is when your hair basically grows. Okay. This is when your hair is nice and full. It's growing. 90% of your hair is literally in this phase at any given time. The next phase is called the catagen phase. This is the transition phase. The catagen phase starts when the anagen phase ends and tends to last about 10 days or so. During this chapter, hair follicles shrink and hair grows slow. The hair also separates from the bottom of the hair follicle, yet remains in place during its final days of growing. Okay, that's called the catagen phase of hair growth. Then finally you have, not finally, but then you have the telogen phase. This is the resting phase of the hair follicle. Hairs don't grow during the telogen phase, but they don't usually fall out either. The telogen phase is also when new hairs start to form in the follicles that have just released hairs during the catagen phase. This lasts 3 to 6 months. And usually at any given time, your hair is in like 10 to 15% of your hair is in this phase at any given time. Then finally, you have the exogen phase. This is the shedding phase. The exogen phase is essentially an extension or a part of the telogen stage of hair growth. During the exogen phase, hair is shed from the scalp, often helped along by washing, brushing, and losing about 100 to 200 hairs per day in the exogen phase is normal. And this phase lasts up to 2 to 5 months. So you can see on the right hand side here too, what a hair follicle looks like. So interestingly enough, you guys see that little bubble at the bottom of the hair follicle? That bubble actually has little stem cells, which actually produce the growth of your hair. That's the catalyst of what actually grows the hair out of your scalp, is this little ball of stem cells at the bottom of that little bubble of the hair follicle. Also, you have melanin, right? And unless you have, what is it called? Unless you are albino, which in that case, they have zero melanin and everything is white, right? The hair is white. Everything in their body is white. 0 melanin is produced, right? So I have really, really dark hair, which means I have melanin, a lot of melanin around that little ball of at the bottom of the hair follicle that actually colors my hair. Blonde people, they have a small amount of melanin that colors their hair blonde. Brown people have brown haired people have a medium amount of melanin that covers their hair. So all in this little area at the bottom, a lot is going on there at all times, right? That's basically the point I was trying to get to here. Okay. So the huge contributor to hair loss is stress. And this makes sense, right? This makes sense. It's actually called telogen effluvium. This is a stress-related condition. This is what it's called. This accelerates hair from the anagen phase into the catagen and then into the telogen phase, then the exogen phase, doubling or tripling normal daily hair loss, right? When you have an incredible amount of stress in your life, whether it be physical or emotional, your hair follicles are synchronized and go into the resting phase. This makes sense because instead of the body using energy to promote hair growth, which is not essential to the preservation of life, it uses the energy towards your vital organs. Now, 3 to 6 months later, you will see a huge amount of shedding. This makes sense because this happens probably about 4 months after I got super sick. Now, when I got sick, I'm just going to put this here because people are still complaining about your thing. What? No, but whatever. Okay. So anyways, telogen effluvium is what I had, right? Because when I got sick with the sickness, I was almost on like my deathbed. It was so bad. I lost like 30 pounds. I was so skinny. I could not like move. It was really bad. It hit me in a really, 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 really horrible way. So not only was I physically stressed, I was emotionally stressed and it was super rough. So, it was like probably the sickest I've ever been in my whole entire life. So it makes sense that not only the physical and mental stress I was going through, it makes sense that this would happen because I was overly, overly stressed. So 3 to 6 months later, I found that my hair was starting to fall out, right? Because what happens is literally your hair sinks. The lifespan of your hair sinks. So now it's not in the anagen growth phase anymore. They're all synced into the catagen and then telogen phase where now you're shedding. So now instead of 90% of your hair at any given time being in the anagen phase, it moves from the anagen phase quickly into these other phases where now you start to shed. So it sinks, right? So now you're doing a high amount of shedding. This is what happens. There's other big contributors to hair loss. And that's dehydrotestosterone, DHT. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, wow. I did. I really just sounded that out in my head. Cool. Okay. So this is why I'm not good at speaking languages in other places, because I literally just sound out words. I try to say things in other languages, and it sounds really crazy. But anyways, okay, so DHT is an androgynous androgen sex steroid and hormone, and a potent agonist of the androgen receptor. High levels of DHT trigger the miniaturization of the hair follicle. So that's when you see guys that start balding because they have high levels of DHT in their body. Also, another thing that I learned when I was doing a lot of research is that in the back area of your hair, which is called the this part of your head. What is that part? No. Anyways, there's a part of like anybody's hair that always, you'll always have hair there. Like the hair growth there, it's very, very rare that people lose hair in these back areas. That's why you see when guys start to bald, they'll have that bald spot in the top of their head. And then they have that kind of like ring of hair around their back, the back of their head. It's always there, right? I don't understand. Occipital, there it is. Thank you. The occipital part of your head.
Right.
Is where your hair is always at, right? Almost always at. And so when you get like hair replacement, what is it called? Not surgery, but when you do the hair replacement stuff, they'll take hair follicles from that area of your head. Also, they'll take it from like your thighs and other areas, but they will place the actual hair follicle in the balder spots because you usually do not bald in those areas, in the occipital areas of your head. That's interesting. How to keep healthy levels of DHT to prevent losing hair is a couple things that you can do. Topical finasteride. This stops testosterone from turning into DHT, and data shows that this promotes hair growth. Yes, it does promote hair growth. This mixed with a couple other things will really, 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 really help hair growth if you're bald or balding. The only thing that happens with finasteride is that some people have really, really, really terrible side effects from it. And then when some people get off of it, it is really, really, really bad. It's bad. Guys will lose their sex drive completely. They'll have erectile dysfunction.
No good.
They'll turn for the worse. So some people, this finasteride affects their bodies in a very, very negative way. And it's not good for them. And the side effects become too strong. And then getting off of this is very difficult for people. So always, always make sure that you are looking at the side effects of what you're possibly using for these things, because they could be affecting you negatively. So you kind of got to balance, like, do I want to be bald or do I want to have an erectile dysfunction? You know what I'm saying? Like, which one? Just kidding. But no, really, like, pay attention to these things because it matters. And also, before going into anything to create some sort of change within your system, you always want to know what may happen when you get off of it, right? Because you don't want to be stuck on something for the rest of your life. So yes, something that's very natural, that's really, really great, is saw palmetto. This is berry extracts, and it promotes healthy levels of DHT in the body. They've actually done case studies of this. So this is one of the only natural things that they have heavy research on, that you can go and look up what has happened with people that have taken this and then people that haven't. So you can actually do heavy research about saw palmetto, which, and other herbs and such, which I know for a fact because I've been using this product, but they work for me. But they haven't done heavy research on a lot of the herbs and a lot of the extracts and stuff that we're going to be talking about soon. But saw palmetto is huge, really, really big. So next, there are more reasons for balding or excessive shedding. Oxidative stress can cause a hair follicle to break down. So that means like toxicity, right? Toxicity in your system can cause oxidative stress to your cells. This is no good. This is like being inflamed, right? Literally flames are happening inside of your body. This causes stress. This causes damage to the hair follicle. You do not want to damage your hair follicle because that will create balding, and you will not have thick, nice, beautiful, healthy hair if your hair follicle is not healthy. Mm-hmm. Menopause and premenopausal women, a dominance of androgen hormones, which can cause thinning of hair on the head. A perfect balance of estrogen and androgens are one of the key factors of hair follicle health. So when women go through menopause and premenopause, their hormones can change, right? And this will change the health of the hair follicle because you need a perfect mix of hormones within your system and your body to be able to be healthy and sustained, right? That's what happens when we get older. Things change, hormones change. So a lot of things in our bodies change, right? Like, I mean, collagen in our bodies goes down. That's not good. You know, I mean, it's not good, but this is just what happens when you age.
Like, it's just part of the process.
Yes. Part of the process. Things happen when you age. Yeah. When women go into menopause or notice that they're having menopause, I would suggest for those women to go to some sort of functional care medical doctor that can give them a plan to keep their hormones balanced. Right. Because all of this, oh my God, menopause is, and I'm not going to have a sex drive and all this bad stuff is going to be happening to me. It doesn't have to be like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, your body, yes, is going to change, but there is a way that you can balance your hormones, and that process does not have to be so bad for you. So it's about really researching and going to the right practitioners and functional care doctors that can help create a plan for you to keep your hormones balanced during that time, which will help your hair health as well.
And you recommend the hormone pellets?
Yes, yes. So hormone pellets, that's an option. That is a hormonal replacement. It's holistic. It's hormonal replacement. They insert these tiny little pellets, usually into your butt, and that creates hormone balance within your system, because it actually feeds, like every time it hits the pellet, your bloodstream carries more of that hormone into your system. So that can be a good solution. But I wouldn't make that the first solution that you do try. This is like something that once you've tried everything natural to balance is something that I would do, like a pellet, right? Because that actually, you go in, they got to cut you open. You don't go to sleep or anything, but they will numb you, cut you, put the pellets in there. This is a very, very, very good solution. It does work. It does work. But it's not the most natural way to go, right? There are other things, like, for instance, for me, my thyroid was off. So I had hypothyroidism, which makes you kind of slow, depressed, not as energetic, brain fog, all these different things. So to be able to balance your thyroid balances your hormones, right? So I actually fixed my thyroid problem specifically by taking sea moss and bladderwrack every single day, which gives you, I think, 114 of the minerals that your body needs. So I guess I was lacking in minerals. So taking that every single day for a couple years really, really helped balance my thyroid, as well as LifeWave patches, which helps balance your thyroid. They specifically have patches that can go in your thyroid area that specifically help your thyroid. So,
yeah.
Yes. Other things that can cause balding or excessive shedding is a bad diet and inflammation, which is what I talked about earlier. A bad diet is real, real serious. Like, if you are not eating healthy and giving your body and your cells and everything in your system that the proper things that it needs, and instead you're filling it up with preservatives and poison, this is not good. Not good. And it will not only cause damage and balding or excessive shedding, but it will cause damage to your body. It will cause you to become inflamed. It will cause just everything. I mean, literally the easiest way to optimize your mind, body, soul is through food, through what you put in. That's the easiest way. You don't have to use all the technology. I love to use it just because that's what I do. But I mean, the easiest way to balance yourself is through a healthy diet and exercise.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's really not that difficult. But I'm not talking about like a specific diet that works, right? I'm talking about a specific diet that's tailored for the specific person. So that's going in to a nutritionist after you've gotten all of your levels tested, after you've gotten your blood tested, after you've gotten your hormones tested. I mean, we should be doing this once or twice a year to see where we're at with things. Always. So going to a nutritionist after you've gotten your full panel done and having that person tailor a diet for you specifically will help you. Not going on any of these fad diets, though.
Right. Can I comment real quickly on that? I hope you guys can hear me. I'm talking through her mic now. I went through a fad diet for about 30 years, and that diet almost killed me. But you have to be very careful on these diets, because these diets that everybody promotes out here could possibly not be the right diet for your body type and your blood type and your nutrient requirements. And so I ended up having to take a full blood panel and a fecal test and take that to a licensed nutritionist to get a specific diet and tailored and created specifically just for me. And everybody on this planet needs to get their own specific custom tailored diet based on what their individual body needs. And that's the best way to ensure your own health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's unfortunate that these fad, quote unquote, fad diets get so popular and people just want to believe in them so bad and believe that this will be the answer so badly that they literally fall into it. And it really, really tears people up. And unfortunately, there's a couple out right now, the fad diets that are out that are really damaging people that people are not catching, and they're not catching it because you feel good for a little while. You literally feel great for a little while because it's almost like a detox, like you're detoxing your body and system. So you feel good for a short amount of time or maybe even a longer amount of time, but it's literally killing you slowly.
Yeah.
Killing you slowly.
That's what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I had that picture here. Not, we'll just continue on.
It is right there.
This is a picture of me on one of those fad diets called vegan diet. And this diet literally almost killed me.
Look at the difference. Look. Look. Look at that.
Look how sick I was.
So sick, skin and bones.
Go back to the comments. I want to see these comments.
Skin and bones.
Look how sick I was here on this vegan diet for about 30 years. I was down to about 175 pounds and I'm 6'4". For me, that's bone thin. My pants would fall off if I didn't have a belt on. I was down to the last hole on the belt, right? I was supposed to be wearing a 34 waist, and I kept buying 34 waist pants, but I was probably down to like a 31 or 30 by that time. I looked like I was, in a torture camp or something. And it took a lot for me to come back from this. A lot of work, a lot of health, research, a lot of different changes in my meals and my diet, a lot of exercise. It's a hard way to go when you put yourself in this bad situation. Fortunately for me, as sick as I was, it didn't affect my hair follicles. I was one of the lucky people that was able to keep my hair. But this is what a fad diet will do to you. Not everybody can be a vegan. Not everybody can be a whatever else they got out there.
Fruitarian.
Not everybody can be a fruitarian. Not everybody can be a paleo diet. You have to go and get the diet that's right for you. Otherwise, you'll end up with autoimmune disease, leaky gut, internal bleeding, osteoporosis, and a whole slew of other ailments that you won't even realize it was a diet until it's too late. Luckily for me, I found out what it was just before it was too late. But I had all of the above, all the ill ailments coming on me, and I was really sick.
Yeah, you couldn't even do a push-up.
I couldn't do one push-up the first day of my training to try to get back in shape.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm 220 pounds, rock solid.
Well, here's the thing. People can't even see. They can't even see where they are like that. Like, you didn't even notice that you were sick.
No.
So, I mean, you thought everything was normal. Like, you didn't see it, right? Because honestly, if you see yourself every single day and you're withering away, it's like you can't notice that because you literally see yourself every day. You're normal. Yeah. You feel like you're normal to yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like you miss it.
You miss it.
And because it worked for you for a short amount of time, not a short amount of time for you, it actually worked for you for years, mm-hmm. and it made you feel better, but it was killing you slowly.
It was this upward swing, and then it plateaued, and then it was a hard dive down.
Yeah, because you weren't having any of the nutrients that you needed to sustain, literally. And I mean, vegetables and plants have their own mechanism for defense.
Yes.
And that is to release toxins into the system so they can protect themselves.
They don't want to be eaten either.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So you have lectins and what's the other?
Phytolectins.
I forgot the word right now, but it's just plants have their own defense mechanisms. So you have to be careful. If you, yes, and veganism is hurting our planet. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Destroying the planet.
It is.
And I was a vegan for 30 years. So you're talking, yeah, it's coming from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
Exactly. It ain't coming from somebody who was against it. I did it for 30 years and it almost killed me. And yes, after further research, you realize it's part of the destruction of the planet. And I became extremely allergic to lectins. Plants don't want to be eaten. As a matter of fact, they can hear plants when they cry, when they scream, when they're getting cut up and chewed up anyway. So
yes, oxalates, that's the word. Thank you, blue-pilled world.
Thank
you.
Oxalates, right.
Bad, bad. Creates heavy, heavy, heavy inflammation in the system.
Yes.
And will literally tear holes in your gut.
That's what I suffered from.
Yes.
And I was literally, food was leaking from my gut right into my bloodstream, mm-hmm. intoxicating me even further, making me even more sick.
Yes. So for some people, a small amount of people, I've never met a person that has not gotten sick off of the vegan diet.
Everybody we know has been sick.
Everybody.
Same illnesses.
Just talking to my girlfriend. She was about to she was depressed and no energy. And she's had to start getting B12 shots because you don't get the correct vitamins and minerals that you need. And then what you do and what oxalates and what lectins do is they literally pull minerals out of your bones and your muscles. They absorb them. They pull them.
That's why I was borderline osteo. I was almost, I almost had osteoporosis. Can you imagine that? Being in your 40s with osteoporosis? That's how close I was to. The lady said, if I get hit too hard, if I go play basketball and get hit the wrong way, I can start shattering bones. And so that's when I really had to make a shift. And luckily, fortunately, I made that conscious decision to get myself back together again. And I did exactly what it took to do that. And now, I mean, I'm rock solid. Now I'm good. But it takes hard work. I had to pull myself out of a deep, dark hole. And that took a lot of mental energy, a lot of mental focus, because the sick, tired, exhausted, hurt person wants to just ball up like a little embryo in the bed or the couch and not move too much. And I had to really force myself to take myself and get myself back to health again.
Yeah, which is great that you did that, because it does take effort, right? It does take effort. But now I feel like you probably feel the best that you've felt.
I feel, oh my God, I'm incredible. This is great.
Yeah, probably ever, right? Or do you feel better now than you did even when you first started the vegan diet? Or did you feel like the same?
I feel 10 times better now.
Really? Even when you were younger and you started that whole diet?
Yeah. I say the only time I felt this good probably would have been around the time I was about maybe 21, 22. Other than that, this is probably the best I've ever felt in my life. And definitely the longest I've sustained this level of weight and strength. You see, I may miss a week in the gym. I'll go back. I'm still tossing up the same weight or more. I get stronger. It's incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. I actually was looking at a video of 2 years ago and you were so skinny.
Oh my God.
Not bad like that.
I was on my way back.
Yeah. Yeah. You were on your way back, but your arms were about half the size that they are now.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So what is your diet now? I'm a vegetarian considering change for about a year. Well, right now it's, in the morning it's protein, whether it's eggs, usually it's a little bit of carbs, one slice of toast with some butter on it, and then a sliced avocado, then a protein shake, exercise in the gym. I'd like to have a second protein shake. Sometimes I miss the second protein shake because you have to, at my age, I'm going on 52, so you have to get a lot of protein. You have to take that protein, and you have to get it from food, from meats, and you have to get it from other sources as well. To keep the protein up based on how much you're lifting. I'm lifting heavy, so I need that protein. I don't eat salads anymore. I eat asparagus and green beans are the two best veggies I can eat, and some tomatoes. Tomato might be almost a fruit, though.
Tomato's fruit.
Yeah, that don't really affect my body, don't give me any rashes whatsoever. I take a lot of L-lysine every single day, about 1,000 milligram capsules of lysine every single day. And then typically may have a heavy protein dinner, and that's my diet.
The lysine is an antiviral, which actually helps keep your autoimmune stuff to a minimum. You have not had any autoimmune issues since you started taking that lysine every day. So that's great that you found that.
What a relief.
Yeah.
What a relief. That came from hard research, right? Digging and researching and digging and researching. And finally, I came across some information about the L-lysine. I was taking it, but I wasn't taking enough. And when I upped that recommended dose to 5,000 milligrams a day over the course of, spread out over the course of the day, not at once, the autoimmune completely subsided.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I eat, like, okay, so a lot of this depends on where you're born to and what culture you were raised in. Because honestly, what you eat as a child, that kind of builds your gut, right? It kind of sets the tone for the rest of your life, your microbes in there, because we have 8 pounds of bacteria and like aliens that live in our system. They control us. They're in here. They're dancing around, fighting off bad guys. And, yeah. and you know, they're here. 8 pounds of this in our system of aliens here in us, right? We don't have to look out. They're in here already. So, I mean, we set the tone when we're raised, what we eat when we're small, where we were born. I was born in Korea. A lot of Asian people have really, really high protein, high meat diets, right? So I've always really liked to eat meat. I tried to be a vegetarian one time and it made me so sick. I was so sick. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel energetic. All I wanted to do was sleep, and I didn't have zero. I had no energy, zero, none. Now I love vegetables. I think I eat a pretty well-balanced diet.
Oh, you eat a great balance. Your diet is completely balanced.
I think I eat a pretty balanced. Yeah, pretty balanced. And I let myself, I was talking about this today on Instagram. I let myself indulge in certain things when I feel like it, because honestly, I spend so much time keeping my body healthy, my mind healthy, the family healthy, people around me healthy. You know, I really spend a lot of conscious effort trying to create a very healthy environment for my physical body and my mind, right? So I pick and choose what I want to do with myself. I'm not so rigid in my holistic lifestyle. I'm not about to be like, oh, I can't get my nails done because the acrylic is going to poison me. It's like, okay, sometimes I like to get my nails done because I like the way it looks, but I pick and choose. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I'm not so rigid and, oh my God, I can't eat that cake because sugar is the devil. Right. Even though sugar is really horrible for you. It's horrible. It is probably one of the worst. Exactly. So I pick and choose what I indulge in because I have a nice balance in my life, right? I spend a lot of time staying healthy. So I let myself go at times, which means get my hair done sometimes, get my nails. Right now, they're not done. I don't feel like having that right now. I pick and choose what I do. I don't overload it and go all the way off the deep end and eat dessert all day and dye my hair every 5 seconds and bleach it and then perm it and then get my nails acrylicked all the time. I don't do that all the time, right? It's like a balance and a flow in my life, which actually has helped me stay pretty healthy always.
Yeah.
Like always. I think I'm always pretty healthy. Yeah. And we take a lot of supplements and we take a lot of, we're going to do a whole entire podcast on specifically supplements because it's important because they do because we do take a lot. And honestly, I take a lot, but I feel like I absorb a lot because I can feel when I don't take something, I can literally feel it. So like my bioavailability, right? Your bioavailability, you can kind of read that by the way that you feel, right? So anywho, okay, back to hair. Guys, sorry, we got off on a little tangent.
No, you needed to hear that though.
Yeah,
that's important information.
That is definitely important.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go back to this. Ways to prevent hair loss. This is going into some supplements. Horsetail extracts. Studies have shown that high levels of silica in hair fibers promote less hair falling out. So I guess there is studies behind that. You guys can look that up. Horsetail extract. Hydrolyzed collagen. Collagen helps to build keratin, the protein that makes up most of your hair. This promotes circulation to the scalp and more blood flow helps to create new hair follicles and repairs and strengthens existing hair. Collagen can also act as a natural antioxidant to protect against graying and further loss as you age. So this is really, really good. They said something is really important here that I want to touch on, and that is called blood flow. Okay. Blood flow is so important. So when you don't have blood flow or you have restricted blood flow to your scalp or to your hair, that's going to cause damage because what is carried through the blood? It's all the nutrition. Everything that your cells need, oxygen is carried, right? Everything that your body needs is carried to these different organs, these different cells to provide nutrition and help through the blood. So if you have bad blood flow in any part of your body, that means that your circulation is not good. That means that you're probably, your toxicity is high and you're not getting the nutrition and everything that your cells need to function properly when you have bad blood flow. So things that enhance blood flow to the scalp will help keep your hair longer, right? Will help your hair to stay thick and healthy longer. And you can do that by rubbing. You can do that by microneedling, which has become very popular. You would think that microneedling is not good, but it actually, a little bit of damage to your skin will actually repair itself better. So it comes back better. It will help produce collagen and it will help the blood flow. It'll help all that stuff. Yeah. So tight baseball caps are not probably the best for hair.
To be quite honest with you, from growing up in sports, most of my young life, of course, a lot of my friends that wore the caps all the time, the baseball caps nonstop, they were the ones that I saw going bald the quickest for whatever reason. I'm not sure what that reason exactly is, if it's associated with the cap or not. But I was kind of weird to see that the majority of the guys that wore the caps all the time were the ones that were losing their hair the fastest. And I love baseball caps. I got one right here. I got a Forbidden Knowledge cap right here. I don't wear them all the time. You know, I take breaks from, I put them on, take them off. If I'm walking through the desert, I try to put a cap on to protect the sun from destroying my forehead. You know, things like that. It kind of has a utility for me, but not just to wear them all the time everywhere I go, because I saw what happened to a lot of my friends when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of women, if we pull our hair up all the time and like, especially when you're sleeping, women, if you wear your hair like in a hair tie when you're asleep, it's not good for circulation to your scalp. It's just not the best. So I always make sure I take my hair tie out when I go to sleep, because it's not good for my neck. It's not good for the pulling of any of your muscles. And it's definitely not good for hair health either. I do wear a bonnet sometimes when I have my hair curled or braided or something. And that's perfectly fine. That actually protects your hair from getting kind of crinkled up in the sheets and everything. So that's fine. But I just would kind of steer clear of having your hair up in like a ponytail or a bun when you sleep. Another way to prevent hair loss is zinc and iron. Zinc helps keep your scalp hydrated by preventing dryness and flakes. Iron increases blood flow to the scalp, allowing more essential nutrients to stimulate the scalp and hair follicles for improved growth. While low levels of iron can cause hair to become dry, brittle, and even fall out. Now, I would not suggest people to take an iron supplement unless you get your iron tested, because if you take too much iron, it can build up toxicity in your body and make you extremely sick.
Yes.
So like for me, for instance, I found that I was becoming a little bit anemic. I was getting super cold all the time. And I realized my iron levels were low. I got it tested. My iron levels were low. I started taking an iron supplement and it actually helped that go away. But I didn't overdo it, right?
Right.
Because, I mean, I actually don't even take it anymore because it can actually build up in your system and become very toxic and make you sick. So don't get your levels tested.
Iron is important for the body because it's what helps carry nutrients and blood to certain areas. However, you can have too much iron, and it's really important to make sure you get tested.
Yep. Okay. Some more things. Let's see here. More ways to prevent hair loss: adaptogens, which help regulate the stress hormones in the body. This is helpful because stress causes what? Hair to fall out. Hair not to be healthy. As we talked about before, you can actually get, you can actually get telogen effluvium from stress. So adaptogens like, ashwagandha, what are some other adaptogens? Let's see, can you look up some other adaptogens?
Yeah.
Ashwagandha is good. I take that every single day. That has a lot of beneficial properties. It's also very calming. Four Sigmatic actually has a really good powder, an adaptogen powder that you can put in your tea or coffee or something. And it really, really, really is beneficial. So that can help regulate your nervous system, which really, really helps. Ginseng is also an adaptogen. Rhodiola. I've heard of that before. That's actually very, very good. Astragalus is also good. These are all adaptogens. These are really, 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 really great for your...
Good too.
Oh, cordyceps is an adaptogen. Wow. I didn't even know that. I just learned that. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. Cordyceps. We take cordyceps every single day.
Every single day. And I take the ashwagandha every single day as well.
Yeah, yeah. Ashwagandha is very important. Blood flow, everything. Everything. Yeah. Ashwagandha is good for erectile dysfunction as well, if you guys have that. So really, really good. Antioxidants are great for prevention of hair loss. That makes sense because you need them to get rid of the toxicity within your system. Astaxanthin is a great one and is 60 times more powerful than vitamin C. This is huge for anti-aging. Take note of this, guys. Like, this is one of a supplement that you can research it first. Yeah. Make sure you're getting a high quality product. Don't just order everything from freaking Amazon because they're actually doing tests on Amazon products. And a lot of them are found to be fake or not even have whatever the ingredient is in these pills and these supplements. So just be careful of what you're ordering. Time to open a forbidden pharmacy. I love that. That's funny.
I love it. FARM pharmacy. FARM.
FARM. Right, right, right.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Forbidden pharmacy. We need to have one of those.
We will. Yeah. We will. That's one of my goals is to launch a supplement line because I'm so obsessed with supplements. I've literally been taking supplements since I was 12 years old. Not even joking. Like, this is how obsessed I am with them. I don't know why. I just find it very, very interesting. But okay. So minoxidil and Rogaine, those are also, I mean, you guys have probably heard about these things. They help with hair growth. There's side effects to these things, though. Yes, so make sure that you guys are looking those up.
Yeah.
Biotin, this improves keratin production. Keratin is a filament forming protein that provides support and a barrier of protection. The health of the fingernails, hair, and skin relies on the amount of keratin present in the body at any given time. So biotin is really, really good. You can take biotin supplements, hair, skin, and nail supplements. You will notice, I noticed personally, when I take biotin, my hair grows super fast. My hair grows really fast anyways. So when I take biotin, I don't like to take it because literally my nails and my hair, my toenails will just grow too fast. And it's like, I got to go to get my nails and toes done all the time, which I hate doing. So yeah, I don't really take it, but I do have a conditioner that has biotin in it. And so that actually helps my hair feel very, very luxurious, silky, and soft. So Lactobacillus reuteri is a probiotic that actually helps prevent hair loss as well. That specific strain of probiotic helps. And then we talked a little bit about hair transplants. Yeah. That works. It works, but it's probably, I mean...
It's invasive.
There's always, risks of infection and all type of stuff that can happen with that. Right. So if you can heal it naturally, then do that. Another thing that I was reading about today is caffeine ointment. Caffeine ointment you can rub on your scalp, and this will create hair growth, and it'll create thicker hair, which is really interesting. This is something new I learned literally today. So caffeine ointment, caffeine oil, caffeine lotion.
Pretty cool.
Yes, it is really cool. Okay, so light therapy can also help. Laser and red light therapy. The photons of light actually act on cytochrome C oxidase, leading to the production of adenosine triphosphate, ATP. Healthy mitochondria, improved circulation. So ATP is what feeds your mitochondria, right? It's like basically the energy that gives the battery the power, right? And so mitochondria is literally your battery of energy that helps every single cell in your body function properly. Okay. So really important. I do red light therapy. I try to do it every morning. I've kind of gotten off my little habit, but I noticed that when I do it consistently, my skin looks way better. My hair looks way thicker and softer. And it's super beneficial. I feel better. The release of nitric oxide from cells leads to increased vascularization to the scalp, distributing nutrients and oxygen to the hair roots. This improves circulation, and excessive buildup of DHT is prevented. Mm-hmm. So light therapy is really, really amazing. We actually sell a red light therapy panel in our Forbidden Knowledge store.
Yep.
And the creator of this panel, literally, he created this panel. He invented this panel. It's not just some, you know, stuff that you get on Amazon. This is comparable to Juve. There's case studies behind Juve lights, and this has the same specs as Juve. So this stuff is very, very, very powerful. Now, I would suggest for people that want to benefit their hair with light therapy that they literally put their scalp close to these lights, right? Maybe like 2 to 6 inches away from the lights, and then part your hair so the light can actually reach your hair, because your hair will, yes, it has to penetrate for it to work. So, and I mean, sit there and kind of part and go through and part your hair and part your hair in front of the light and do that maybe 20 minutes a day. You'll notice a difference, promise. And finally, this is what I've been using, and this is what has been helping me. Boom. So we have an anti-balding bundle in the Forbidden Knowledge store. Now, when I went through my whole hair loss thing, I was so upset about it. Like literally super sad, super upset. I call Billy. I'm freaking out. I'm like crying. I'm freaking bawling my eyes out. I'm like on the floor of my house, just like rolling around in distress. Right. He's like, he feels so bad.
So bad.
So, I mean, he was like, look, we have these products that, you know, I can get for you. You can try it. It works. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nothing's going to work. Like, I literally felt like my life was over. Like, yeah. I was like, this is not about to work. I didn't believe it. I honestly didn't believe it. I'm like, I don't know what's happening here, but by rubbing things on my scalp and washing my hair is not about to help my hair grow. I'm like, whatever. I was willing to try anything at that point. So when I came back to Florida, you had given me this bundle. Mm-hmm. And so I started using it consistently. Like I said, I was looking for anything that could help. And yeah. Honestly, the ingredients, when you guys see the ingredients that are in this bundle, it's full of natural herbs. I know that there's rosemary and some of the different ingredients. There's, I think, peppermint oil and just a bunch of different oils that you literally rub into your scalp and layer over your hair. It's like a whole bundle. It's a whole process. It's like a kit, a system that you mm-hmm. have to follow. And mm-hmm. then there's also pills that will feed you, just like we were talking about earlier, pills that have biotin and different
adaptogens
in that to help with your hair. So if you follow this bundle, which I did. I followed this bundle and I did it every single day, almost for a year. I haven't done it in a while because I haven't felt the need to, because my hair has grown back pretty thick. So I noticed that my hair was growing back. That it was growing back as thick as it was before, which I was nervous about because I was scared that I was just going to have super skinny hair and it was going to be really stringy. But I had noticed that when I started using this bundle, my hair was growing back thicker. Now I have about maybe, I would say, 6 inches of hair all over my scalp that is new growth. So it's not as long as the rest of my hair, but I'm noticing, like, I don't know, even in the mentoring group that I just did, my hair was like, I have these little baby hairs that stick up all over the place because this is all new growth, because I literally lost half my hair. Like I was bald on this side of my hair. Like when my hairstylist in Michigan, shout out to Charles, was doing my hair, he was like cringing the entire time. And he was like, oh, he was trying not to make me feel bad. But I was almost bald. Like I was pretty bald. It was really, really,
I was
really.
Starting to see your scalp like here.
Yeah.
Really bald.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot.
I didn't want to keep, you know, bringing it up because I didn't want to get you so
upset.
I got to be quiet. Oh my God.
It was bad because people have qualities about them that they're very proud of, right?
Like, yeah, you like your hair.
I like my hair. I've always liked my hair. I've just always liked my hair. I've always had long, beautiful, luxurious hair. Yeah. And so for me to lose that was like, wow.
Like now I feel. Growing. Somebody comes and cuts their dreads.
Yes.
Off, they'll be horrified.
Yes, exactly. I was horrified. I was literally horrified. So anyways, this balding bundle, I mean, it really did help me. I stayed consistent with it, though. I didn't miss. Like, yeah. I was really, really dedicated to the process.
We have a lot of people that have been using this from us from before, from the first video.
Yeah.
That keep reordering it and saying that it works. And everything that we've been talking about, not everything, a lot of the things she's been talking about today are in the product line. So it's like, instead of going shopping for all these little tiny things, it's all in this one bundle.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And you can mix this with light therapy. You can mix this with other things like the caffeine ointment. You know, you can bring in other things to mm-hmm. help help with this, right? Yeah. Because honestly, I mean, if you look at my hair now, and I've done not only the bundle, but mostly, I mean, I stayed true to the bundle for about a year. And I also did red light therapy. I kept my stress levels down. I stayed healthy. I exercise. I literally exercise every single day. I don't miss. Like, this is one of the most important things for me to make me feel good is exercising, right? So, I mean, my hair at this point is almost back, I would say. And I just chopped about 6 inches off because I was getting sick. It was too long.
Yeah.
It really, really grows fast, which I'm not complaining about. But I was worried about the thickness. But I feel like the thickness is back. It's like thick.
Definitely
now.
More full now.
Back.
So it does work. It does work. There's no doubt.
Yes.
And we had a lot of things. I tried to find some of those before and after images, but I think we had taken them down from a while back.
Oh.
We had some females and some males testimonials before and afters. One was male pattern baldness, and he grew his hair back. He had, you know, he had the typical George Jefferson, and he grew his hair back in the middle. But I just can't find those images right now.
Thank you guys for saying that my hair is nice. I appreciate it. I really, it took a lot to get back here.
It did.
So
you came a long way because.
Did. It was when did I get that? The sickness? I think it was almost a year and a half ago at this point.
Yeah.
So it's taken, and I lost my hair about 4 months afterwards. So it's been about a year that I've had to build this back to where I feel it's normal. But now I'm looking to make it even better than it was before. So I'm probably like even tonight, I'm gonna put a little mask on my hair from this bundle just to keep it nice. Keep it nice. Yeah.
You know, I'm washing my hair, and my hair's thick.
Your hair is very thick.
My hair grows fast. I have to get 2 haircuts a week, and I haven't got a haircut in over a week and a half, and now it's getting out of control.
Yeah.
So I need my barber, Franco, I know he's watching because he watches every episode. Franco, Efraín Rodríguez.
Franco.
My friend, my brother. Congratulations on your brand new granddaughter.
Yes.
Francesca, I look forward to seeing the baby. And I look forward to you coming back to cut my hair. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's been tripping without you, Franco.
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy.
Yes. Oh, literally 2 cuts a week. He never misses.
No.
Never misses.
Come back, my friend. We need you back down here ASAP to cut the forbidden fro.
The forbidden fro. Yeah. You know what's crazy? I bet if we didn't go get our hair cut for, let's say, like 3 months, we'd be out here, even Gabe too. We'd be out here looking like some damn, I don't even know. Woolly mammoths. Yeah, real crazy. Real crazy.
I'm just, you know, I'm fortunate that at my age, my hair is still growing. I have no signs of any situation, which is good. But I am taking a lot of supplements consistently. A lot of the ones which you mentioned today. And of course, you know, the types of shampoos are very important because the ones that have that, what's that chemical in those shampoos?
There is all types of stuff.
BHT, BPA. What's that bad chemical? It'll destroy your hair.
I'm missing words. I got a brain drain.
It's a bad chemical. Somebody in the chat, tell us what that bad chemical is in some of these shampoos. One bad name.
I know this.
Yeah.
I freaking know this. They put it in all types of stuff. They put it in makeup. They put it in soaps. They put it in everything.
Yeah.
It's really bad. It's a bad chemical. Let's see.
Yeah, it's one, but there's another one.
That's not it. It's the word. Yeah. Where y'all at? Sulfates. Yeah, sulfates are bad. Formaldehyde. Yep, that's bad too, but that's not the one.
Parabens.
Yeah, parabens. Parabens. It's parabens. Parabens.
Those three things.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Really, really, really bad.
Because when the parabens get on the follicle, at the tip of the follicle, it actually spreads them out and opens them up, and it lets the other chemicals in, and it destroys the hair. It literally forces your hair open and then the chemicals go in and just destroy the actual shaft of the actual hair itself. And then it just goes from follicle like that. And before you know it, you know, over time, your hair has been destroyed.
Yes. Be mindful, too, that your skin is the biggest organ in your body and you absorb about 60% of whatever goes on your skin. So be careful of what you're washing with and what you're washing your hair with. Mm-hmm. Honestly, For people with your hair, right? don't wash your hair every single day. Don't do that because your hair and your scalp secretes oils that your hair needs to stay healthy. So if you wash it every single day, you're literally getting rid of those healthy oils that will help your hair feel thick, healthy, and luxurious, right? So don't wash your hair every single day. It's not good.
Absolutely. Don't do it. You know, again, going back to my gym, it's wash your hair every single day with a whole load of shampoo every single day after every single practice, every single day. And the ones who I saw the trend of the balding extremely fast, extremely rapid balding, you know, this is going back into their 20s now. So you have to be careful of that.
Yeah, yeah. And pulling, like excessive pulling, if you get your hair braided all the time, I love to get my hair braided. I really, really do. Like, I swear, if I could wear my hair braided half the year, I would. Although the pulling on your hair, it's not healthy. It's not healthy for your follicle. It will damage your follicle. Any stress, right? So if that pull, that constant pull on your hair, it's just not good. It's not good for your follicle, and it will help you. It will make you lose hair faster. Women too, please be careful of perms. Okay, they have many cases right now of things that cause cancer
from perms.
Perms. Okay.
There's a lot of class action lawsuits out right now because the pair perms are causing cancer. Huge multi-billion dollar class action lawsuits right now.
So be careful. Really, really be careful with products that you're using, because perms, I mean, you are not only putting the chemical onto your scalp, but you're also putting heat to that. So now that's going deeper into your tissues, right? Epidermis going in through your dermis, going below your dermis at this point. Now it's going into your bloodstream. This is why it causes cancer, because you're literally not only putting the chemical on top, which is getting absorbed, but now you're pushing it down deep into your layers of skin.
Yeah.
Really bad. Really, really bad.
It gets into the blood. Once it goes through the lower dermis, it gets into the bloodstream.
Yes.
And then those cancer-causing chemicals are flowing through your body. Mm-hmm.
Causing all type of toxicity. Now you're loaded up. So just be careful out here with, you know, don't become the crazy person. Like, literally, I'm a little bit of the crazy person. Like, I'll be up in the grocery store looking at labels all day. And I take a long time in the grocery store because I find it very important to see what my food and the products that I buy to wash with have in it. Like, I'll spend an extra hour out there, but I'm literally the person that's like, oh no, I'm like picking stuff up and putting stuff back. Like, people that shop with me hate it. Like, my son, like, can't stand. He's like, please don't make me go with you. I'm like, it's good. I love it. I love it. I don't know. Some of the guys, like, guys don't like it.
We don't like it.
I don't know why. It's like very calming. Yeah,
it ain't calming for us.
Yeah, I know.
But this is a great show. You really did a lot of great research. That was an incredible slideshow. And I actually learned something interesting from this tonight. I love when I can learn something. I just love it when I can hear something that I heard for the very first time and I can add it to my encyclopedia inside my brain. So thank you.
You're welcome. Your encyclopedia. Yeah, he has a real one up in there. Interesting. Yeah. It's interesting. The most random information. Definitely like the world winner of Jeopardy.
Conscious Awards?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guys, don't forget about the Forbidden Conscious Awards. We want to see you there. As a matter of fact, in the chat, while I'm playing this quick Conscious Award commercial, I want to see how many people by emojis are going to show up to the Conscious Awards this July 30th, 2023.
Yes.
For the first time ever, four world... Wrong show.
What happened?
I was showing this Forbidden Solution. Hey, everybody, it's Billy Carson, also known as Forbidden Knowledge. I want to talk to you about a very special event coming up July 30th, 2023, the Forbidden Conscious Awards, the first annual event of its type. We're going to honor people who have been contributing to the conscious community for decades. People that you know and love that have helped you get to higher levels of thought and consciousness and awareness. And guess what? It's time to give them their flowers while they're still alive. It's going to be a live in-person event, but seats are going to sell out very fast. You want to make sure you're there in person for this amazing level event. It's going to be above the Oscars, above the Grammys. And guess what? You can help vote for the winners. Voting is available on ForbiddenKnowledge.com. And the categories are going to be social media influencer, podcast/radio host, TV host, actor, director, producer, entrepreneurs, health and wellness, philanthropists, authors, field researchers, archaeologists, space anomaly hunters, and of course, a lifetime achievement award. And you want to be there in person because I'm going to be speaking
That's right. I'll be your keynote speaker that night at the Forbidden Conscious Awards. If you want to come to a mini conference, this is the place to be, because I'm going to give you the knowledge that night, as well as performances. We have celebrity guests performing. We'll have a halftime show where we're actually going to perform music for you. And don't forget about the pre-event mixer, where if you buy a box seat, you'll be in the VIP section, and you also have private access to a VIP mixer with celebrity guests. Shake hands, break bread, network, and then walk the red carpet with us and take amazing photos. It's going to be a night to remember. You don't want to forget this. And you help vote by going to ForbiddenKnowledge.com. Go to the Conscious Awards link. You can text in a vote for who you want for any category, as well as if you're out of the country, you can use the web form ballot to still vote for anyone you think is worthy of being honored that night. Make sure you hurry up and get your tickets, because they're selling out very fast. I want to see you there. Forbidden Conscious Awards 2023.
Hey.
Forbidden Conscious Awards. We want to see you there.
Yes, yes. It's going to be a huge event. Like, we are putting a lot of energy in this one, guys. Like, so much. I mean, it's going to be really, really phenomenal. We have Chris Spencer, who's hosting it, which that was kind of hard to pull. You know what I mean? I mean, he doesn't just do this. Like, yeah. He has hosted huge award shows, like literally freaking BET Awards. He's hosted and written for the Grammys. I mean, literally, like, he's heavy in the business. So to be able to pull someone that would be able, not be able to, but for him to want to do this with us, yeah. It's big. This is big.
Yes.
It's really big. Not only Chris Spencer. We got Dame Dash, Havoc from Mobb Deep. Who else? Donnie.
Okay.
Yes. Cruz. Yes.
I'm going to be performing that night.
Yes.
I perform too.
Yeah.
Most of the tracks are produced by me. It's going to be an incredible night. And I will be speaking that night. I'll be the keynote speaker. It's going to be like coming to a conference. You're going to get the knowledge and you're going to get the entertainment all in one. And we're giving away an Audi A4 that night live at the actual event.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you have to be there. You have to be sitting in the audience. We'll call a random number from the stage. And if that's your ticket number, you win the Audi A4. It'll be parked at the event with a big bow on top.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. It's literally going to be so amazing, so entertaining. And yeah, if you guys want to attend the VIP pre-party, email business@forbiddenknowledge.com. And you can get the information on how to attend the VIP pre-party. Because, that's from 3 to 5. The award show is going to start at 5:30. And yes, a box seat. Yes, a box seat. You will automatically have access to the VIP pre-party. Box seats are $5,000, but they have 8 seats within the box. So you'll have access to that. If you want to go with a group of people, get your people and all go in on it. It's going to be worth it, promise. And there will be different concessions and snacks and drinks available. So you guys will be able to have that too.
Absolutely. And I just dropped a comment in the chat. We are looking for some more sponsors. We have a few sponsors now. If you're interested in having your logo or your company be represented at the Forbidden Conscious Awards and have your logo on the red carpet backdrop and other materials that we'll be handing out and everywhere else, even possibly on the stage screen, make sure you email business@forbiddenknowledge.com to get a deck so you can see what the sponsorship ranges are. And if you if you're interested, we'd love to have you as a sponsor on the Forbidden Conscious Awards.
Yes, yes. And we're shooting for over 1,000 people to be in the building that night. So you will get a lot of marketing. If there's anything that you want to promote, it will be a great opportunity for you to be able to promote that. Also, one of the packages in the sponsorship package, you will have ability to will run like a commercial or something on whatever it is, your company. That night in front of everybody. So,
right.
Yes.
So if you want to get your company out there in front of the world, contact business@forbiddenknowledge.com. I'll drop it in the chat one more time. We'll also make sure we put it down here in the caption. Oh, that was that. Okay.
Yeah. Walk the red carpet. Walk the red carpet. It's going to be a dope event.
Yes.
Super dope.
Black Tie Affair. Mm-hmm. You saw us at the
The Black Knight Satellite Beyond the Signal movie documentary premiere in Detroit. If you were there, you saw how luxurious that red carpet was.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Everybody was dressed to impress at that event.
It's beautiful. Incredible.
Yep.
Incredible event. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, don't forget my raffle, the raffle.
Oh, the raffle. Yes. Still got the raffle going on for the Mercedes-Benz AMG.
Yes. Yes.
And that raffle is, man, look, it's a car that people can actually afford. And a portion of the proceeds go to help underprivileged children. So you want to be able to take advantage of that. Mercedes-Benz AMG raffle. Tickets are still available for the raffle. And I'm going to show you guys what the car looks like real quick before we get out of here. Guys, it's been a great night. Thanks for spending time with us.
Yes, yes. And thank you so much for, yeah, the support and everything. And yeah, did we say the a portion of the proceeds are going to go to CIS? Oh, okay, sorry.
Yep. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so we actually have just partnered with this company called Biomat. And I was actually just texting. We were supposed to have one of the CEOs on with us tonight, but I didn't get a chance for us to really test it out. You know, I love to I know what it's like, but you don't. You haven't experienced the full product of it yet.
Yeah.
I used to use a Biomat way back in the day, like 10 years ago. These things are freaking amazing. We will have the CEO on at one of these biohack episodes. It will probably be a pop-up episode, but I definitely want you to experience it first so you can feel the results. Because before I present anything, I always make sure that I'm like literally presenting, like presenting my experience. Like if it doesn't work for me, I'm not going to talk about it. Yeah, so
we only promote what we actually use and try and that we like.
Yes.
And because I haven't tried it yet, we're waiting to present it to you because I need to get a result. I need to feel it for myself.
Exactly. I know it works, but he doesn't. So we're going to wait. Yeah. So it'll be probably within the next couple of weeks. And yes. So thank you guys for tapping in today. Hope you guys found some value. And yeah, let's all get some nice, luxurious hair together.
Let's do it. And if you don't have hair, if you're bald and you love it, that's fantastic too. Just letting you know, Michael Jordan already made that cool anyway. So
exactly.
There's no problem being bald. But a lot of people, for whatever reason, you know, they just love their hair. It's like an antenna to the universe. But, you know, slight on anybody who may not have hair. It's okay. It's fine. Trust me, it's perfectly fine and it's fashionable. But if you would like to try to regrow hair or stop the balding process or increase the thickness of your hair, that's what this whole thing was about. And hopefully it educated you on some things.
Yes.
Tonight, you learned something tonight about the process of balding and how stress can actually increase that process. So try to live a stress-free life, all right?
Exactly.
All right, guys. We love you guys. Peace.
Peace.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.